When Millicent and Eleanor were just a pair of tads, they were proper little ladies, except when they were bad. But they were hardly ever bad, and when their mama they would please, they would sometimes ask a favor as they sat upon her knees.
Please, mama, please, may we see Miss Mary Ellen? We've been so very good, we haven't bothered you with yelling.
With yelling then, dear mama, but please tell us if you can.
May we see Miss Mary Ellen and the great Eliza Ann?
Then on a summer afternoon in 1867, two proper little ladies strolled down Essex Street to heaven. At number 34, they stopped to ring upon the bell, and they held their ears and giggled as they heard the parrot yell. And they giggled as they waited for a maiden lady's face and a cordial invitation to a sweet enchanted place. Why, Millicent and Eleanor, how kind of you to see two old ladies in the parlor, and you're just in time for tea.
Afternoon, Miss Mary Ann, you're so kind to ask us in.
The china was no smoother than a maiden lady's skin. The sugar was no sweeter than a maiden lady's smile. And the cupboards full of treasures which they came to in a while.
There were chessmen from Calcutta,
and little silver balls, and wrapped in Chinese paper were the loveliest of shawls, of silk and crepe and camel's hair, embroidered all by hand, and sandalwood and ivory, and the cleverest of fans, with pearl and silver dancers, all in roses and in love. The kind of fan that must be held within a velvet glove, and funny Chinese picture books, and chopsticks carved in white, and scented oriental beads that sparkled in the light. But more wonderful by far than any oriental fan was the awful thrilling secret of the great Eliza Ann. For when the afternoon was hot and she could take no more, she grabbed her thick and chestnut wig and threw it on the floor. And how the parrot hollered then, and Mary Ellen too.
Oh, Liza Ann, how awful! What a horrid thing to do!
And looking like an ostrich egg, Miss Liza Ann would wink.
I've always been a scholar, and it's much too hot to think.
Later in the afternoon, and Essex Street still warm, as Millicent and Eleanor strolled homeward arm in arm. In spite of Salem's wonders and her heroes by the score, they vowed there was no finer place than number 30.